Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Shtei Shchitoi Shemati. I heard Aloch is about two different Shchitas. Achas Shopora, one about the Shchit of the Poraduma, the Achas Shoporoi, and one about the Par Shokoin Godel, that's the Bingo Yom Kippur. Rashi Shoporoi, Par Koin Godel, Shoy Yom Kippur. Now, Achas Ksheru Bazar, one of these two Shchitas I heard is kosher by a Zar, you don't even need a Koin, or you don't need a Koin Godel, the Achas Psula Bazar, and one of them is Posel Bazar. So Posel Bazar would mean that you Bedavka need a Koin Godel, and not even a regular Koin. A Koin head, you would also be called a Zar. V'lo yadanum hay minayu, I forgot which one. Does the Par on Yom Kippur need Davka the Koin Godel? Or else, no, maybe the Par Aduma, the Shchit needs a Koin Godel. And the other one is Kosher Bazar. So Moshe says like this, Itma, we learned like this. Shchitas Poroi Uporoi. What's the loch when you make a Shchit on the Par Aduma, or else the Par shall Koin Godel on Yom Kippur? It's the Machlokes. Rav or Shmuel. Chadom, one of these two say, Toro, Psuloi, the Par Aduma tak is Posel Bazar. You would have to need the Koin Godel to make the Shchit on the Par Aduma. Mashenkein Poro Ksheira. Mashenkein the power of the Koin Godel, the Shchit is Kosher even Bazar. Like any other Shchita. Always by Kochim. Shchit is Kosher Bazar. It's only by the Kabbal you need a Koin. So what then on Yom Kippur also? Even by the Porosh or Koin Godel, a regular Zar can make the Shchita. The Yavoidis first start the Shas Kabbalah. That's what one holds. The Chadoma, and the other one says no. Poroi Psuloi. The Poro on Yom Kippur, that's possible if a Zar does it, or even a Koin does it. You Bedavka need the Koin Godel to do it. Mashenkein Poro, the Poraduma, here is Ksheira. Here you don't need a Koin Godel, you don't need a Koin, even a Zar could do it. So that's the Smachlekes. Samara says now, Tistayim, I bring your Rayon, the Ravu Diyama Poro Psula. Rav is the one that says the Poraduma, that's what needs Davka Koin Godel. The Yom Rav Zeira, Shchitas Poro, the Zar Psula. That Rav Zeira said clearly, that if a Zar, Shech, the Poraduma, you know it's possible. Now, V'yoma Ravalo, Rav explained Reb Zeira. Why does Reb Zeira say by the Poraduma, if a regular Koyin shechs it, it's possible? Because the Pasuk says, Eloza v'chuka sheninubo. The Pasuk says, Eloza means the Koyin Godum, and it says the word chuka means it's likuva, that you Bedavka need the Koyin Godum to do it. And Rav is the one that explains it. So Sarai, Rav holds the Poraduma, Bedavka needs the Koyin Godum. So Mamela, the Poroi, Shal Yom Kippur, is kosher even bizarre. Drashi Elozav Chuka Elozav Ksivba V'nasatim Oiso Elozav Akoyin Oksiv Zois Chuka Satoram V'cholhechad Ksiv Chuka Ikuvihu. So therefore the Poradum is Likuva V'davka with the Koyin Godel. Freddy Gemara V'rav Maishna Pora. Why do you say Davka the Poraduma needs a Koin Godel? Tichsev Elozav Chuka, because the Pasuk says Elozav the Koin Godel. And it says the word Chukis Likuva, it has to be Poroi Nami. Who are then by the power of the Koin Godel on Yom Kippur? Hoksiv Aaron V'chuka. It also says the word Aaron, it's power shall Aaron, the Koin Godel's power. And also says the word Chuka. Trashi Aaron Chuka. Tichsev Hikriv Aaron es Parachatas Ashaloi. You see, by the Poro on Yom Kippur, it also says Aharon, Tafka the Koin Godel, and it says the word Chuk is also Likuvi. So why does Rav hold only the Poraduma needs the Koin Godel and not the Poroi? Have the Gemara. Shchita lav avoidi. I'll tell you, when do you need the Koin Godel on Yom Kippur? When you're doing avoidis. That starts by Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika. Mashenken the Shchita lav avoidi. So Drash Shchita lav avoidi. Buloi kain mechuka Shchita. Therefore, when it says by the power of Yom Kippur Chuko, it doesn't go on Shchita. Freddy Gemara, Yehochiv, that's the Svara. Poranami. It should be the same Svara by the Poradum also. Shchita is not an avoida. So when it says Elezer in Chuko, it's only going on the Kabbalah Saddam. Maybe it's not going on the Shchita. Have the Gemara, Shani Pora, the Kochi, Bedekabayasi. Poradum is different. Poradum is Bedekabayas. Rashi Kloimer, Ein bo kedushas ha-mizbeach. The Poraduma never goes on the Mizbeach. You don't make a Mizrika as a dam on the Mizbeach. Fakir, the whole Shchita was done on the Haraz Esim. And from there they made a Zrika, but not on the Mizbeach. Ela kedushas domin bi'almo. So in Melo the Poraduma only has kedushas domin. It's only Kodesh for its value. Sharei Shchitose baramishcha. Where did they shech the Poraduma on the Haramishcha the Haraz Esim? Hilkach ein tzad avoydes nechlokas bo. V'chol avoydes shavas bo. Therefore, there's a svara, there's no difference between Shchita and the rest of the Avoidah.
because there's no avoider anyway by the paraduma. The whole paraduma was done by the harazesim. So the shchita and the kabbalah and the zrik all have the same halacha. It's no real avoider. And still the Torah says davke lezer. So you have to say by the paraduma, anything you do to the paraduma has to be done with the kohen gadol. Mashenkin, by the power of Yom Kippur, there was a regular carbon. So you had to make a shchita and you had to make a kabbalah dam and a zrik on the mizbeach. So there, there's a svara. What needs the kohen gadol and avoida? What's called the avoida from kabbalah to dam onwards? Mashenkin shchita zav avoidi. Therefore, does not need the kohen gadol. Fred the Gemara, v'lav kol dechenu l'chur and svara is just the opposite way. Ma duch the power of Yom Kippur. That's more kodesh. It's klushes aguf. For sure, it's have to have the kohen gadol. Have the Gemara who am Rav Simi, who am Rav Shishi, braid the Ravidi, immediately have the Amaris Nagoyim. I tell you, no, it's not a din in Kedusha. Par Adum, it's not the vod because it's less Kedusha. So you're telling me the Kal V'Chaymer that the Par of Yom Kippur has more Kedusha, for sure should also need the Kohen Gadol? That's not the Svar by Par Adum. Now I tell you, immediately have the Amaris Nagoyim. It's a Svar by Nagoyim. The whole Pasha of Nagoyim, it's for us. Now the Postik says you need out the Kohen to come and the Kohen to retire you. The Lav Avoidi, even though it's not called an Avoidi, there's no Avoidi there by the Nagoyim. Still, Uboi Kuna. There's a Gzeras HaKosav, you have to have Kuna. So I say the same thing by the Paradum also. Even though it has no Avoidis, there's no Din Shchita, there's no Din Zrika, no Din Kabbalah over there. But still, the locker is, the term was Makbet to have a Kohen. So therefore, by the Paradum, all the Avoidis need a Kohen. Mash need a Kohen Godol. Mashenkin by the par, Shoyim Kippur, the Kohen Godom, that was a regular carbon. So the regular carbon, the locher is, you need Davka, the avoided to be done with the Kohen Godom, which is from Kabbalah onwards. Mashenkin shkrit the lava avoided. So that's Rav Svara. So the Maru is Shmuel, the opposite way now. That par, Rav Suloi, Shmuel says the other Svara, that the par of Yom Kippur, that Davka needs the Kohen Godom. If a regular Kohen does it, it's possible. Why is that true? Why do we say the power of Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol? Because the Pasuk says Aaron, which is the Kohen Gadol, and it says the word Chukah. It has to be. According to Shmuel, why do you say the power of Duma is Kosher Bizarre? Why? The Pasuk says Elozer V'chukah. It says you have to shech the power of Duma in front of Elozer. That means he hezar shoichit. Somebody else should shech the paraduma. The elezer roya. That's all the pasuk means. The kohen gadol has to be there, but he just has to see the shechit to take place. Why? What does Rav do with this? The Gemara says, "Rav shlo yasiach daiti mimenu." Rav holds no that Eliezer the kohen gadol has to shech the paraduma. Aye, what's the pasuk v'shoch roish lefonov? It means shlo yasiach daiti. Once he shechted, he has to keep his mind on it, kesedit to watch it. To make sure not to take your mind away from the poor. Shrashi v'rav li'olim elozer shochto. You can't take your mind away from watching it from Tyra. It should not become Tommy. Shmuel, how does Shmuel know this for now? That it should not be Messiah Das, take his mind away from it. Shmuel. So you see a daita minolei, nafkele, he learns that from another posik. Nafkele, mi visoraf es haporo liyenov. Mashmi has to burn it also in front of him. Mashmi has to have his mind on it. Kiseida, the Kohen Gadol has to watch the paraduma, it should not become tummy. That's how he knows it. So the more of a Rav says like this. Chad b'shchito, v'chad b'sreifa, Rav holds no. Both psukim are talking about that the Kohen Gadol has to watch it, that's all. He has to not be mesiach das from it. Not again. Rav holds no. Rav holds the paraduma, the shchita has to be done. Okay. Rav holds the shchita has to have to be done with the kohen gadol. I the pasuk says b'shachadosh lefonov. It means it should not be mesiach das. I why does the pasuk say a second time then? Maybe sarfas the paralienov that b'shas sreifah also has to be done in front of the kohen gadol. He has to watch it to not be mesiach das. Why does the Torah have to say two times then? Not to take away your mind. So Rav says v'rav oma v'rav chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifah tzricha. I need both sukkim. Because the Rachmon of the Shechita, the Torah would only just said B'Shah Shechita, the Kohen Gadol has to watch it, not to be Messiah. That's from it, Mishum Tetchilas Avoidhi. That's the beginning of the Avoidah. You're first starting now to do the Paraduma. So there the Torah was marked with the Shemira, you have to watch it not to become Tommy. Avul Sreifa. But at the end, b'shashi burning the paraduma, eimel etzricha, maybe there you don't need a shmira, because it's the end already. Kamash mula, no, that you need a shmira even b'shas reifa. V'kos v'rachamon esreifa, the Torah would, eimel etzricha. Now v'kos v'rachamon esreifa, the Torah would have just said b'shas reifa, you have to watch it. Ha'tayim mishum dahashdu, the mishchaschra parah. Because this is the hechshra of the parah. When shashi burn it, now you can take the ashes and you start using the ashes. Avul shchitu emaloi mashenkin b'shas shchitu. That's the end. That's the beginning of the avodah. Maybe you don't have to watch it so much. There's no mitzvah not to mitzir das emaloi tzricha. Therefore, Rav says and he both sukim that b'shochat l'ponev doesn't mean somebody else does the shchitu. Rav holds the kohen gadol has to do the shchitu of the paraduma. No, b'shochat l'ponev just means the kohen gadol should not be mitzir das. He has to watch it kiseido not to be mitzir das. And who are the Mishas Reif also, not to be Mesir Das. But Enoch Nami, according to Rav, Bedavka, the Kohen Gadol, has to do the Shechita of the Paraduma. Yeah, and let's read it. The Anamor says, Lumute Mai. Drashi Deloi Posu Bei Hesach Adas, Bei Maisa Pora. Like you're telling me now, these two things you have to watch. Bishas Shechita, you have to not to be Mesir Das. And b'shas reifam, you have to not to be mesir das. So what does it mean lafuke? Like, let it just say, general cloud, throughout the whole of the avodas of the paraduma, you have to be, have your mind on it, and not to be mesir das. When you only say these two things, shchita and the shreifa, mashma, some other part does not have to have a shmira. You could be mesir das. On what part could you be mesir das? Lemute mai. Ilay melamuti asifas afaron, that after you finish burning it, now you collect together the yeshes and put it into the water, umilumayim, and fetching the water, lekiddush, to make this kiddush, Rashi, lekiddush, he nesin es mayim, letoicha, or, he nesin es mayim, or alaforo marvin yachad, the kiddush is that you mix together the afer of the burnt ashes of the paraduma into the water. So, Bezoi, if you want to tell me now that these two things, there's no psul hesach adas, even if you don't watch it, so it's kosher. For the Gemara, how could that be? The pasuk says, "Lemishmeres lemei nido tziv." Rashi, "Lemishmeres lemei nido." Mashma the tzricha shimur ad sheyazim hin. Your mama have to say there have your das your mind watching the paradumum. You have to have a shmira. Mamish till the end, up until you take the water. Mama spritz it on the tummy. So you can't say that b'shasti making the water, you don't need a shmira. Elo the mars like this, lamute hashlochas eitz eres v'yez of shnisalas. The lav goof of the parninu. On this avoida, the inyan of taking the cedar wood and taking the azoid and taking the shnisalas that we have was wrapped up together. And these three things now you have to throw it into the isha, the fire of the burning of the paraduma. There does not need a shmira. Because that's not a din in the paraduma itself. The pasuk says lemishmeres lemedina means anything to do with the actual par itself. You have to always watch. You can't have a hesach adas. Mashenkin here, when you're throwing in these three things, since it's not part of the guf of the parum, even though it's a mitzvah for the parum, but it's not the actual paradum itself. Here, there's no psul hesach adas. So that's the meat. But enechnami, any avoid you're doing to the actual paradum itself, that the pasuk says lemishmeres lemedina, you have to watch it. You can't afford to be Mesir Das. It becomes possible. Versus Itma. Shritas Pora Bizar. What's going to be if you shech the Pora Duma with a Zar? So far we had a Machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel. That Rav said it's possible and Shmuel said it's kosher. So there's another Machlaikis. Rabbi Yami Yomak Sherit. He holds his kosher like Shmuel. Rabbi Yisud Nath Roma Psula like Rav. Ulu Romak Sherit. Ulu also says it's kosher. Vyami Lo Psula. Some say no, he meant to say it's possible. Mose Ravoshi Varaba, Lisu al Rav. He asked the Fakashin, wants to bring a Ryan to Rav. To say what? That the Paradum is possible if it was not done with the Kohen Gadol. I'll bring you a Ryan. Why? Ein Liela Hazoes Meimeho, Shein Ksherim Beisha. I only know that the Hazoa Meimeho, when you're spritzing the water of the Paraduma, that's not kosher with an Isha. Kivish. V'yein k'sherim mele b'yoyim. Who are then going to do it by daytime and not at nighttime? Minayin l'rabo yishchitosoim. V'kabol is domo. How do I know that v'shash shchit of the paraduma, it's also possible with an isha. And who are then you can't do it at night? Who are then v'kabol is domo? V'hazos domo. V'sreifosom. Who are then the burning of the paraduma is possible by an isha?
V'yashlochas eitz eres v'yezav shnisalas, even just throwing in the eitz eres and the eitz of the shnisalas into the fire, also is possible with an isham. Talmud loyma Torah, the pasuk says Torah. Mashma one halacha to all the avoiders of the paraduma that is possible with an isham. Said Rashi, minayin the rabbi shchitoso. The Kabbalah is Doma, the Hazoy is Doma, so I also, the Shtach is a terror of the Edom, the last, the Lo Yek Sherm Ela Biyoim, the Ilu Linyan Bisha Kavish, and the Itzrach Lurbuye, the Kulak Sibu, or your Lezer Roy Koyin. Hey, that's treaty, you can't have a lady to do it. The Pesach says either a Lezer Roy Koyin. So the Chiddush is that you have to do it the Aske Biyoim and not Balayla. So the Pesach says, what Torah? There's one halacha for all the halachas of the Paraduma. Trashi Tamalayma Torah, Torah Zois Chukas HaTorah. Torah achas tchol avodas avodasom. There's one halacha for all the avodas that it can only be done dafke b'yoyim and not at night time. That's the halacha of the paraduma. Yochol, I would think, shani mar ba'afas sifas aforam, maybe even collecting together the ashes of the burnt paraduma, or milu mayim v'kiddush, who are then fetching the water, or else who are then putting the ashes into the water, making the kiddush, also is possible alaylam. Talmud loy mezois. The pasuk says zois. No, only the first avodis adavke biyoyim and not balayla. Mashenken gathering the ashes and putting the water in, that's kosher even balayla. Rashi talmud loy mezois. Es hakosif kan kayim v'yatoisif. Only what it says here needs yoyim and don't add on more things. For the gemara good of amar rayis the rabbi says elu loytis elu. Meichet taste of the first set of things is only kosher b'yoyim and not b'layla, because the Torah says Torah mashma one halacha for all the avoidis, and now you're telling me in me it's zois mashma no only some of them and not all of them excluding these three things. Why are these three things different? Like, what's the difference here? So Mar says like this: achash riba kosev omiyit. True, there's a ribui, a lot of things Torah have the same halachas, and then there's a miyit zois, only these things and not everything. So you have to be mechalik. Certain things are dafka b'yoyim and not balayla, and certain things don't have this klal. How do I make the chiluk? Or ma'atu, I'll tell you like this. Harei anu lemeidim. Let's learn out like this. Harei anu lemeidim kulem mehazoyis memeo. We'll learn out all these halachas from the azor, the spritzing of the water on a tummy. Ma hazoyis memeo. Just like by spritzing the actual hazor, when you're spritzing the mechatis onto a tummy. Einem ksherim b'isha. Kibiyish, it's possible by isha. It's only with a man. V'yein ksherim ela b'yoyim. It's only kosher b'yoyim. Afani yovi, the same sphere applies. Shchitosoi v'kabolas domo. V'hazoyas domo. Usreifoso. V'yashlocha seiteros v'yezim shnisalas. All these things also lead afka b'yoyim. Why? Hoyo v'yein ksherim b'isha kibish. Since in that punkt, that they're not kosher with an isha, they're only kosher with a man. So maybe we say, just like negate to a man, they have the same halachas, who are negate to b'yoyim and not balayla, also they have the same halachas. So all these things can only be done after b'yoyim and not balayla. Is a male ain't sherim ela b'yoyim. Just like they're only kosher with a man and not like an isha, so in this punkt they have the same halacha, who are din to b'yoyim also. These things are after b'yoyim and not balayla. Mashenkein umoitzi ani, I exclude though, umoitzi ani, asifa safara. Collecting together the ashes of the paraduma, o milu mayim, fetching the water, the kiddush, putting the ashes into the water. I say these things do not need b'yoyim; they can even be done b'layla. Why? Ho, you look sharing b'isha kavish. Since an isha is allowed to do these things, it's kosher with an isha, just like an ish is a mela. You see, they're different than the other halachas. Is huadin sharing nami b'yoyim go b'layla? Huadin that kosher to do it even at night time. So that's the chiluk. That these things don't have a man dafka done by an isha, is the huadin balayla also. Trashi yishen ksherim b'isha kibish kelekamon v'lokach eizah v'tova b'mayim ishtor. The pasuk says an ish there. Mashenkin by the asifa safaro. Here it doesn't say the word ish. Here even an isha is kosher. Therefore, it's kosher even balayla. For the gemara v'hai my tiyufta. What kind of a tiyufta is it here? Rashi l'Shmuel. Where's the tiyufta from Shmuel over here? The what? Shmuel said again that the paraduma is kosher bizarre. So where's the tiyufta from over here? All we said here is that an isha can't do it, but maybe a zar could do it. Like, what's the tiyufta over here? True, the paraduma is possible by isha, but what's the right? You need a kohen gadol. What's the right to rab? Maybe it goes according to Shmuel also. Maybe as long as you have a man to do it, it's kosher. Even a zar could do it. But where do you say here you need a kohen gadol?
Like, where's the Tiyufta of Shmuel? For the Gemara, behind my Tiyufta. Ilay mamida psulin. Beisha, since possible Isha. Psulin ami bizar. You want to tell me who a din is zar can't do it. Therefore, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. Therefore, it's a kasha on Shmuel. I'll tell you no. Hazoyas memel. Techiach. I'll bring your raya from the Indian when you have the mechatas already. Now you still have to spritz it on the tomatic person. That the locher is she psulin beisha. Anisha is possible to do it. Oksharim bazaar, but you don't need a Kohen Gadol to do it. Even a regular Kohen could do it. Even a Zar could do it. So you see, it's not totally Zebazir. Even though something's possible, Yisha, like here the Shechita of the Paraduma is possible, Yisha, but it could be a Zar is kosher. So there's no Tiyufta from Shmuel here. So Rabbi Abai says like this, Hainu Tiyufta. This is the Tiyufta I meant to say, Yisha Kasha and Shmuel from this halacha here. Isha, my timer, what's the Svar why are you telling me now this new halacha? That an Isha can't do the Paraduma. She can't make the Shechita. Why? Because they're Laza. The Pesach says, Laza Mashma Kohen Gadol. For La Isha, not an Isha, but Melu Adin, Zar Nami. The same Svar applies why a Zar should be possible, a Raya to Rav, not like Shmuel. A Laza, but like Zar. The Pesach says, a Laza is Mashma Davka, the Kohen Gadol has to do it, and not a Zar, not another Kohen. So that's the Kasha on Shmuel. Then why do we say an Isha is possible by Paraduma? Only because it says a Laza. If it says a Laza, the Kohen Gadol, not an Isha, who Adin? It means a Laza, the Kohen Gadol, not another Zar, not another Kohen. So therefore, it's a Kasha on Shmuel, another Raya to Rav. Omar Ulula says like this, Kol ha-pasha kula mashma moitzi miyad, mashma u-mashma mamela. The whole pasha of the Paraduma, certain psukim shtim one with the other. One pasuk agrees with the next pasuk. And certain psukim don't agree with the next pasuk. There's mashma is a steer in the psukim itself. So it has to be miyashra of the psukim. Like Rashi says, Kol ha-pasha kula shaparo. Like the Torah says, the psukim, one you have to know that how you do the avoidum. Mashma moitzi miyad mashma. It's mash moitzi miyad mashma. O mashma melam. Kishetadagdek. Bo, if you look into the psukim, yenach yochol hashvois shita saparsha bishovim. Shiakola mikroy shovim. You won't be able to answer all the psukim together to make it like one glot of shat. Zem zem. Hello, yesh bem shemashma mikra zeh, moitzi mechla mashma mikra shalafonav. Certain psukim are mashma different than the posel before that. Mashma posel zeh, hechsha zeh. What this posel says is kosher, this one says is kosher. O mashma hechsha zeh, posel zeh. Ava v'yesh bom mikroish, mashma yesh meskaim emelo. But there are certain psukim that know, dushtim, all the pashas have one pshat, dushtim together. Like we'll soon see. So the posel says, you have to give the paraduma to Eliezer HaKoyin. Is a diyek. Oysel Elozer, mashma only that first paraduma had to be given over to the Kohen Gadol. But Ladoris, the next paraduma that was made, mashma does not need the Kohen Gadol. Here it says, Nosata Oysel. This paraduma, the first one, has to go to a Kohen Gadol, but not Ladoris. And Ika the army, some say no. Ladoris the Kohen Gadol. Some say Ladoris, you still need a Kohen Gadol. Because the army, some say Ladoris for Kohen Hedjit. No, Ladoris, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even a Kohen Hedjit. Tumar says Bishlei Malaman Diyom Ladoris for Kohen Hedjit Chaper. Lotman Diyom that a Paraduma Ladoris is good by Kohen Hedjit. It's very good. And we just said because the pasuk says Benosatem Oisal Elazar Kohen. Give this one. Mashmoni, this Paraduma needs Eliezer Kohen Gadol. But other Paradumas, Ladoris is kosher even a Hedjit. Elo lemandiyom or ladoris b'kain gadol, but according to mandiyom, it says no even ladoris. Also, you without need a kain gadol for the paraduma minolay. How do you know it? Here it says dafkoi so mashmoni this paradum needs the kain gadol, not other paradumis. And the Gemara goma chukah chukah yom kippurim. It says the word zois chukah satira by paraduma, and it says the word chukah yom kippurim. Just like yom kippur needs the kain gadol, who are then paraduma also always needs the kain gadol. Then the post says, when you take out the paradum, when you carry it up to the harazesim, take it out by itself, and you should not have no other para with it. Kid, it's not like we learned. Let's say the paradum didn't want to move. You couldn't get it to budge. Is ein moitzin imosh chera. You can't like get another para to walk with it. Maybe now you think of walk along with it. So you can't take a second one, it's a black one.
Shlo Yerma, people should not say Shchoyra Shochtu. People should not think, oh, they're taking the black one for the Pur Aduma, that's the one they're going to shecht. So Pshit, you can't take a black one with you. V'yein Moitzini Mo Aduma. You can't even take another red one with you. Why? Shlo Yerma Shtayim Shochtu.
Should not say you're doing two Shchites at the same time. And like Rashi says, V'kaimulon, we hold Shekol Malochis Ha'nasais Imo Psulais. Anything you do with the Paraduma, any other Moloch you do at the same time when you're doing the Paraduma, it makes the Paraduma possible. K'detnan, kol oisrik bapara mitchilo v'yad soif, poistlen oiso, bimloch, l'kamo namirinun, v'shochat oiso shlayishchat acheres imo. That b'shash doing any one of the avoidances of the Paraduma, you can't do any other work at that time. So that's why you're not allowed to do another shchit at the same time you're shechting the Paraduma. Therefore, you can't take out another one with you. So according to this word, it's a svara. It's not really gzeras hakosif. Then Rebbe says no. Loimen Hashem who said this is not the svara to say why you can't take another pora with the paraduma. Ela mishum shenema. But Rebbe says Thomas gzeras hakosif. The pasuk says oisol levada. You have to take it itself by itself and nothing else with it. For the Gemara of Tanakam or Ksiv oisom. Why does the Tanakam have to have a svara to say that people should not think you're doing two paradumas like? Or the black one is the paraduma, the pasuk says clearly, oiso, mashmi, you have to take it by itself and nothing else with it. Why does the Tanakama have to have a svara for? So Gemara says, man Tanakama Rab Shimon hi. Who is the Tanakama here? That's Rab Shimon Shita. And we know the klal of Rab Shimon always is, the dorish time of the krua. Rab Shimon always dashes time of the krua. Therefore, he's saying a svara. Why does the Torah say you can't have any other para with the paraduma? For these two reasons. So Gemara says, my benaya, what's the difference whether it's Samak Zeras Chosiv or one of these two reasons? The apik chamor bado. If you take out a chamor, a donkey with the paraduma. If the Samak Zeras Chosiv, the way Rebbe learns, it's also anything is also. Even a chamor you can't take out with the paraduma. But if you learn it's not a Zeras Chosiv, it's a svar like Rav Shimon says. So the svar is either people should not say the black one is the paraduma, whereas people should not say you're shechting another one, b'shash you're shechting the paraduma. Now those two svaras are not applied by a chamor, because by a chamor there's no shechit involved, you don't shech the chamor, so people are not going to think it's the paraduma, and people know you're not doing malacha with the paraduma. So this is a nafkamina. If it's tam exeras akosa, the way Rebbe learns, even a chamor, a donkey you can't take out. But if it's not exeras akosa, if it's a svar, the way Rebbe Shimon learns, then a donkey you could take out with the paraduma. Alright, we'll stop here.